It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, July 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson. A whole heck of a lot of people are on the road, the runway, or the railroad tracks this week. This year, an estimated 44.2 million Americans are expected to travel around the 4th of July holiday at least 50 miles from their home, which means digital traffic on travel websites is also high. Kayak is one of the more popular options for online travel booking. You can now search the site for travel deals by just inputting emoji. Baseball apparently pulls up trips to Chicago because the Cubs. We asked the company's CEO and co-founder Steve Hafner to put our studio on his itinerary, and he did. Steve, thanks for coming by. Tell me a bit about how Kayak works as a search engine in concert with Google.
We have a very close working relationship with Google. We get a lot of consumers looking for flights that originate on Google, but we actually don't get too much information from them directly from doing business with them. What we do see from Google in terms of the data side is when we actually spend money on Google buying placements and ads, they will help us identify the right audience targets to go after.
One thing that that company seems to do a lot is get involved in an industry and learn a lot about that industry and then launch its own service. Is that a threat to you? I mean, I know that Google Travel is a thing now. Does that complicate your relationship with the company?
You know, at Kayak, we don't worry too much about them. Google is thinking about self-driving cars and Android operating system and Gmail and lots of stuff. They don't actually have their best minds on the travel problem. They have a product. It's getting better. But Kayak is far ahead of them, and we remain committed to staying far ahead of them.
You get a lot of data on how and when people are booking for flights and things like that. Can you give us an example of a trend you see right around now?
Well, sure. Right now, Americans in particular are very interested in travel to Europe because it's so cheap. The airfare to get across to Europe right now is about 23% below what it was last year in terms of cost. And Greece and Portugal are actually the two hottest destinations on Kayak.
What do you do with that data once you have it?
Yeah, well, we do two things. One is we try to personalize the search results. So, you know, if you're looking at Spain, Greece may be a good alternative for you. It might be a cheaper place to go to, and you can do similar things. So that's one of the things we try to do. And the other is we try to provide context to have people make smarter travel decisions. So if we observe that you're looking for a trip for a particular date and destination, but we can see that it's actually going to be cheaper a week later or a week earlier, we'll suggest that to you.
You guys are offering lots of new features. You've got integration with Amazon's Echo, Slack, Facebook Messenger. Can you talk about how you imagine Kayak in like 5 years?
So we were the leaders in the travel category in launching on Alexa. We were the first on Apple TV, first on Google Home. And I think where we're going with it, particularly on Alexa, is to actually complete a transaction. And the whole idea is to marry the old school traditional travel agent capability with new technology. So what's great about travel agents is you could pick up the phone and talk to them and they would work on your behalf. What sucked about it was they were human and they'd like to sleep and they weren't available 24/7, which Kayak is. So, you know, now we, with the rise of AI and natural language processing, we can marry the two.
Steve Hafner, he is co-founder and CEO of Kayak. Steve, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Ben.
All across the country today, from pop-up roadside stands to year-round warehouses to the trunks of the Cadillac owned by that guy your dad knows, fireworks are being purchased. For a vast spectrum of ad hoc amateur, pro-amateur, and professional bazillion-dollar explosions in the sky, fireworks aren't cheap. They're also difficult to orchestrate into a display. Well, there's a new app and piece of hardware designed to take your pyrotechnic abilities to the next level. Kevin Wu invented an app and a device named Firefly. Kevin, thanks for talking. So I got to buy my fireworks, download your app, and then drop about $200 on your Firefly module, which includes cables and igniter clips that go to different fireworks. And then I what?
From there, you just turn on the Firefly itself, turn on the application, step away, and you can actually manual fire each firework individually from a safe distance. Or the big kicker is what you can do is import music from your music folder. So on your Android device would be from your downloads folder, or if my iOS device would be from iTunes, right? And then from there, you can actually pin every single cue to any Fire app you'd like, and then press play, and you can play the entire song. So like what you would see if maybe a smaller version of a 4th of July show, right from your mobile device, safely.
I feel like Bluetooth sometimes has some latency, which I imagine could, you know, present some danger of blowing up in your face.
Not at all. So how Bluetooth works is it works just like an RF transmitter, like your television remote.
Okay.
Right, and all that does is it sends out a small amount of information. So the latency that you would expect from, a larger file that you're downloading from your computer to your phone wouldn't be there because the packets that we send out are really small.
Why did you do this?
So I actually come from a medical background, and I'm actually from Hong Kong. Uh-huh. And after a couple of years of running a medical practice, what had happened was my family asked me to come back. And you know when your mom says something, you should probably listen to her, right? So I came back to help the family business. And our family has been in fireworks for forever. I had realized that fireworks themselves hadn't really changed in the past 50 to 100 years. Mm. And so I tried to find a way to increase the, we'll say, safety and the funness.
What's the name of your parents' company, your family business?
The family business is named Glorious Company. I did my best my entire life to not be in fireworks, because if you see it all day, it kind of gets a little old. Imagine seeing July 4th every single day of your life.
Right? You tried to get out, but they dragged you back in.
That's family. What can you do?
Kevin Wu, he invented Firefly. It's a wireless firework device that helps you put on a show like the pros. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
By the way, Kevin says that his app includes a whole lot of safety features, like you got to press the boom goes the dynamite button twice. Just be careful out there, friends. With great technological power comes great responsibility. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.